Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, thanks for joining us. Happy with that point?
Delighted with that point. We've had to work hard for that point today. They're a good side, aren't they? Very good side. The set pieces, you know, the lads that have played at the levels that they've played at. And listen, fair play to Buxton, you know, they're going to have a right go. But like I've just said to Josh Granite coming off of the centre-half, he said, what a great side you've got. He said, we couldn't get the ball off you, you've moved us about. No team's done that to us all pre-season and today. So, well, study, I'm a proud manager because we have no right to compete with them, James. No right financially. But you see what we've got in that dressing room is a group of lads that never know they're beaten and won't give up. And yeah, we conceded and we could have capitulated then, but we didn't. And I'm really proud of that. Really proud.
How big a marker does it set down for you in very early days, but as where as FC as a competitor in this division?
We could go wherever we want. You know, and I mean that. I've just said that to the lads. If you apply yourself with that attitude and aptitude every single game, yes, it'd be tough because we've got a small squad. Yeah, we don't have back-to-back contract players that we can call upon. But if you bring that, what you brought today, to every single game, you win more than you'll lose. And you met a lot of friends along the way. And, you know, their manager just said to me, what a great side you've got there. And I echoed the compliment back to him. But I thought it was a great advert for Northern Premier League football today.
Indeed. And just excellent point. But when FC, when you went up, 1-0 up straight after half time, there was a period of real pressure. When did you think this was the moment where maybe we could kill this?
Yeah, and I thought if we get the second half, they're gone. And you can't knock the lads. They were knocking on the door. They were trying everything. The keepers make you save. We had a run of corners. You know, it was so good. But you knew that wasn't going to last forever. And then obviously we looked at the bench today, which, you know, we were severely weakened with the likes of without Donoghue and Jones and Ennis and, you know, people like that. So it was always going to be tough. And, you know, when I think, you know, we had to make the change. Jamie Cook just felt his hamstring and, you know, Jabra had to come on and make his debut. We lost something a little bit, but it is what it is. You know, Jamie's not playing any football and, you know, we knew he was going to tire.
In terms of Cook, I mean, you know, it's his first game. Did you think he was struggling to get into the game?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to look at Charlie Ennis, who's played this system now for 2-3 years under me. He knows what pockets to get into, where to get on the ball, get on the half-term. I think Jamie's more of an attacking style player, wants to go beyond the nine. But we were limited today. We didn't want to throw Jamie Cook in for his debut today. We wanted to do more work with him on the training ground. But, you know, needs must at times, and it was needs must. But, you know, I thought he worked hard. He could have scored. You know, he's 3-1v1 at 1-0. But, no, I was just proud of them all today, to be honest.
Broken record about Michael Potts. We've given him the man of the match. Lavercum was really a toss-up between the two of them. The thing about we're discussing about Potts is that he's obviously a tenacious player and he's a leader, but what seems to develop all the time, to my untutored eye, is that he wins the ball, but then he gets more and more intelligent about what to do with the ball as well. I mean, with that, is he a player that's always working?
I might upset a whole load of FC fans now when they say this, because I haven't seen the journey over the last 15, 16 years, but I can't think of a better centre midfielder that would play for this club. I rate him as high as I rate anything. And yes, he's leadership, but he is like a mini Xavi or Iniesta. He moves the ball, he gets on it. When Michael Potts is fit, he's good as anything. This league, the one above, and probably the one above that. But, you know, he's got a good job. He loves playing for this club. He loves captaining it. But I've just said to him at the end of the game, I said, Skip, you're getting better for me, better and better. And, you know, when he leads that team out, I'm a confident manager. But, you know, people have got to look beyond his leadership skills because he's a really talented football player.
And Dan Lavercum, 10 saves today, including some point blank.
I thought both keepers were brilliant. Yes, you know, their keeper made some great saves. The only thing that let Dan down to me was his kicking today. You know, the amount of times he put it off the island. And we said that to Dan. But, you know, in terms of 1v1 situations, things ricocheting off people. And he was, you know, right place, right time. He had a great game. And you need, you know, you need your keeper to make saves. That's kind of certainly obvious. That's what they're there for. But I was happy with his performance.
And how important is it for someone like Jonathan Smith, when you've got injuries, to fill in as effectively as he is as a right back?
Yeah, I mean, he's done great right back. And when he came over, he said, I ain't got a lot left in me. And I said, you're going to have to go centre mid because Cookie's going to have to come off. And he was like, right. And, you know, this is where we've got to manage bodies. You know, we have to do. And Tuesday night, you know, we go to South Shields. We're going to have Morgan Thompson-Smith, who's just signed today, back. Curtis Jones will be back available. Charlie Ennis will be back available. And then it's just Joe White and Donners, who look like they're going to be long-term. But, you know, for us, it's just about resting up now and enjoying the ride up to South Shields on Tuesday and hopefully picking some points up.
Cedric Main, a serious injury there? Or?
Felt his hamstring slightly, but it's a niggle that he's had all pre-season. He's caught it at the right time. I thought he was great today. I thought he gave them centre-halves a real tough time. He just needs that goal, but it'll come. You know, he's desperate for that goal, but he doesn't need to go in search of it because it'll happen. Good players, you know, go through these periods. I remember Tundi being here and didn't score for 8 games and then, boom, he was away and flying. So I'm not panicking.
No. So South Shields, how do you approach that one? Positive?
Yeah, listen, they've spent a lot of money. The front three is probably going to be as good as anything in the league. You know, we know what they're like in midfield. We know what they're like as a back line. But we just got to try and take the game to them. What we're certainly not going to do is go and play 4-5-1 and sit in defensively. You know, that's what my teams do. You know, my teams go and attack teams. And, you know, we'll go and give it a go. And, you know, come the end of 90 minutes, if we're not good enough, we're not good enough. But we will give everything we can do. To break down a, you know, really good South Shields side.
But 4 points from these first three games, that's...
Delighted. Yeah. You know, if someone would have talked... I'd be an adventurous. You know, if I could have got seven, I would have been, you know, overly, you know, delighted. But you look at the quality of the sides now. You just have to look at Buxton now. Morpeth are no mugs. And you've seen Warrington. I think they might have slipped up today. There's a lot of good teams in this league. And we've just got to approach every single game. As always, Buxton. As always, South Shields. As always, Doncaster Rovers. As always, Clapton. You know, and whoever we approach, we'll take the game to them and, you know, try and make a real fist of it.
Well, they'll need South Shields with 3 wins now, so it's all to play for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks as ever, Neil. Congratulations to the team for fine performance, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 72 hours.
Great, thank you guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.